What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Quarantined in Spain. I'm Paul Hickey, and I am here in my home office in Valencia, Spain. We are on lockdown, as many of you across the world know, due to COVID-19. The Spanish government mandated over the weekend that we're not able to leave our homes at all unless it's to go get food or medical attention. Or actually, if you have a pet, you're allowed to take your pet outside. And so we've seen a lot of great things from a personal standpoint due to this this decision by the Spanish government. There have been balcony gatherings, balcony concerts, because you're prohibited from getting together with other families, obviously, to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So we've seen and been part of some really cool balcony gatherings, families communicating with one another from balcony to balcony in the city here in Valencia. It's really cool. People are getting creative with ways to get outside and get some exercise. And while people are definitely taking this very seriously, which they should, we even saw a video of a man walking his heater as an excuse to just get outside and get some exercise instead of walking a dog. I guess he does not have a dog, so this was pretty funny. Anyway, what is it really like? Well, I gotta say, for somebody who really enjoys being home and working from home, I've worked from home fully remote since about 2016, or late 2015. So basically 5 years now I've been working from home. I find it super productive to be in a fully remote work environment. Data-driven design is set up as a fully remote work environment. But to be on lockdown, quarantined in your own apartment, not technically supposed to go even out into the hallway, take the elevator up to the roof or anything like that to get some fresh air, it's definitely different. We're on day 2.5, 3 now, because it technically started about 3 days ago. I have to thank my wife, Kate, who's also a teammate of mine at Data Driven Design. She's got a great homeschool program basically going on right now for our 10-year-old and our 8-year-old. They love it. They're offering Spanish lessons on Instagram. If anyone wants to jump on at Hickey's Everywhere and check out the Spanish lessons on Instagram that our kids are offering people across the world via Instagram, have kind of requested that. So thank you for our friends in the United States who are supporting us there. I'm hearing that things in the United States are starting to take a little bit of a turn for what Spain is doing, slowly but surely. But I would expect that to continue. I would encourage all of you just to be smart, be safe out there with how you're spending your time, how you're spending your time with other people. I would limit gatherings, you know what I mean? It seems to be working in Spain, knock on wood, and hopefully we'll all get through this. My heart goes out to all the people that are out there helping, the healthcare workers and the government employees, police officers, and everyone that are out there working right now. Grocery store employees are working right now. So thank you for all of your help in fighting the virus and helping people get through this time. If you or your family or friends or any loved ones are directly affected by COVID-19, definitely my heart goes out to you. And if you're in business and your normal daily routine is interrupted, let me know how I can help. We'd love to help at Data Driven Design. We've been a fully remote work team for, like I said, I've been fully remote for about 5 years. Data Driven Design's been fully operational as a remote work team for about 4 years. And we're here to help. So we're up and running. Our thoughts and energy is with you in this time. And stay tuned for more episodes of, I want to say locked up abroad, but it's not necessarily locked up abroad. It's more like quarantined in our apartment in Spain. All is well so far. And I'll be back with more updates. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Be safe. Be healthy.